community. You'll be on the edge of your seat as these dancing divas bring you more high kicks, drops, splits, and hair flips than ever before. Doors open at 7 p.m. for this all-ages show with curtains at 7:30 p.m. Advance tickets are $20 and are available at Paramount Theater Box Office. For more info, follow at Beauties and Booties T-Bay online.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk in Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
Welcome back to another Queer Radio Hour here on CILU 102.7. It is a gorgeous day outside in Thunder Bay, and we are feeling mighty good. So much coming up this month. Happy March 1st, ladies and queers. Very, very important month that absolutely everybody should be booking off work, having parades for, doing backflips. It's my birthday month. You want to fight me and say that I only get a day? That's fine. Divas work on a whole other level than normal people, so we get a month. So March is Felicia month. It is Ms. Molly Poppins month, which means that all month long on Queer Radio Hour, I am playing exactly what I want to hear, exactly when I want to hear it, like the queen I am feeling like. And speaking of queens, we have some incredible guests in my booth today. I am joined by the one and only reigning Wig Wars 2019 champion, Miss Sophia Sapphire.
Oh, hello, hello.
Oh, I am loving the shirt today.
Oh, thank you. Just had to wrap a little RuPaul and some Katya.
She's looking especially divine and devilish. You know,
ooh, we must say.
I sense a theme, right?
What?
A little divine,
about me?
A little devilish.
A devil? A blonde devil? Never.
I would never. Seated next to the legend, a legend in her own right, the matron and founder of Fantasy House, the lady herself, Lady Fantasia LaPremiere.
Bonjour tout le monde.
Hello, mama.
Hello, how's it going?
It's going very, very well. You have been busy. You guys had an event yesterday. There was a youth drag show. It's not quite just a show, but it was also a local youth workshop as well,
yeah.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how many times has this gone on now? Is this...
This was the third one, I
yeah.
believe.
Yeah. Have we noticed any kind of, like, growth in the community since year
so
one?
So much. Yesterday was insane. It was
it's
amazing.
It's been crazy. We definitely have, like, a group of, like, at least 7 or 8, like, youth that love to do drag and have been consistent with just, like, stepping it up every single time. I mean, the amount of splits that I saw someone coming for my crown, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we would know that there is one person in this booth who knows more about splits, kicks, flips, and high flips than anybody else, and that is the creator, director, choreographer, star of SS Dance, choreography herself. Sarah Sorrell is in the booth with us as well.
Yeah.
Hello! And we are not just here to celebrate drag, but also to push you into the loving arms and legs of Sarah Sorrell, because she has an event coming up that you cannot miss. Sarah, what's happening this week?
This week is our third show for Beauties and Booties. It's called Icons, so we have a lot of legends in there. The music that you'll probably recognize, like Britney Spears, Lady Gaga.
Tina Turner.
Oh, yeah.
So for anyone who might like have misconstrued, not necessarily people of the LGBT community who are icons, but also artists that are recognized, beloved, cared by 100% by the
yeah.
LGBT
yeah.
community. Excellent. Do we get a little bit of both? Have you like also picked the songs specifically like message wise, or are you just like, that's a banger that needs to be on the list?
100%. When I do a show, these last two shows, there always has to be a flow to it. Mm-hmm. So we've done a Candyland one, and the flow was nice because it was taking you through the Candyland board. Even though there's not, like, a specific theme like that for this show, it is Legends, but all of these do make a statement. They do kind of show the community what the LGBTQ community is and just kind of what it feels like to be in that community, like breaking free, like Born This Way. She's talking about being who you are, and that's the statement I really want for beauties and booties in general.
Nice. Love it, love it, love it. So that is coming up this weekend. It is a two-part show. You heard me right. Not like your standard drag event here in the city.
It's practically a Vegas residency.
Right? It's a little residency. We are taking over Paramount Theater for two nights, Beauties
and
Booties.
That's right, too.
Friday the 6th. Saturday the 7th, that is this coming weekend. You can get your tickets by approaching any of the cast members consensually through social media and not like a creep on the bus, because we don't stand that. But you can also go to Paramount Box Office anytime that you want and pick those up as well. We are going to talk more about a laundry list of amazing upcoming events involving these three legends themselves. But first, we're going to get over to a couple of tracks to make us feel good. Starting out today, we've got Sizzling by Daphne and Paradise here on Queer Radio Hour, CILU 102.7. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Queer Radio Hour here on CILU 102.7. Proudly sponsored by Thunder Pride. Who we could not do so much without. Speaking of Thunder Pride, let's head over to our queer calendar. So wherever you are, grab a pen, grab a pencil. If you do not have an agenda, first of all, failing at adulting. Go buy an agenda. You are too old, child. I don't care how old you are too old to not have an agenda. If you are listening to the radio and confident, careful of thought, you need an agenda. So go get your agenda. If all you have is a napkin, use that. Starting with Monday, March 2nd, if you are in the Pride Central area and are looking for some queer peer support, please head down to Pride Central anytime from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. There is always someone in the office ready to talk to you about anything that you need to get off your chest. Tomorrow is also the Pride in the North opening ceremony and breakfast. That's taking place. Pride in the North is taking place between March 2nd and March 6th this year, including events all across the city celebrating the LGBT community. So the very first one is Pride in the North opening ceremony and breakfast, also brought to you by Pride Central. Thank you, Pride Central.
I'm speaking at that tomorrow.
Yeah, you are. It's a breakfast. It's taking place at the Study Coffee House. That's at 955 Oliver Road. If you head over to Facebook and type in Pride in the North, you will be able to find the entire event listing for this week's ceremonies. They also include a cookie decorating, 25 years of queering on campus. There's a Queer History and Queering the Curriculum workshop on March 3rd. So much going on, but I think that it's incredible that we've got this amazing week of celebrating Pride here in the city, and then we are going to top it off Friday and Saturday, and everyone who is anyone is going to be in attendance at Paramount Theaters for the third annual Beauties and Booties. This year's theme is Icons, Legends of the LGBT
because
community.
Because it's going to be like, what? Iconic.
Ooh. And legendary. These ladies have been busting their chops for, I cannot stress this enough, months. Yes, we are all professionals. Yes, we all rehearse before shows. But to this extent, let us not kid ourselves. No. They started rehearsals in November, they said last week when the guests were on. They said you guys started in November.
Since last year, we've been working on this.
Like
November of 1952. I remember it so clearly. No, I'm just kidding.
Having Titanic flashbacks. The silverware had never been used. The sheets had never been slept in. Booties and Beauties was called the show of dreams. And it was. It really was.
I don't know.
Cue some kind of Celine backtrack.
I can't do it. No, no.
A mouthful of cheese is not conducive to a happy singing voice. We have been over this. I know, you are professional.
We are professional.
Right? So, Sarah, as the choreographer, director, vision child behind Beauties and Booties, this is the third. You've had a lot of the same talent come back year after year. From a choreographer standpoint, is there, like, what have you noticed sitting back and watching this crew that you've been, like, slowly, like, you've been working with and getting to know more and more and more, like, when you were setting up the songs and everything this time, do you have, like, more to go on because you've already seen them do it? Or are you don't care what they're capable of, that's the choreography, and you're just gonna, like, push them to the vision?
I see, like, for the finale, for instance, I instantly saw Vantasia for kind of, like, the intro of it. And then for...
Because it's literally just walking and
literally... Yeah. There's no dancing for that part at all. I'm perfect for it.
She understands her strength.
100%. I know where some of them are just because I don't have any of the performers from the first one besides Vantasia and Sophia Sapphire. So, those are my OGs. But the rest are new, which is even, like, it's super awesome because I can see their growth from the beginning. And a lot of them are, like, they get frustrated with certain moves, but we work through it. And I'm there for them. Like, that's my job. That my job is to make them look good on stage and for them to really feel like they're growing. Like, it's a personal growth with themselves. You're growing through dance. You're starting to feel confident in yourself, and that's just really what I want out of it.
That's gonna be such a good show. Last week, I asked everybody who was in the booth, "What is the number that you can't wait for people to see?" Last week's group was 100% unanimous on their choice, but I want to see what you guys say. Is there a number that, like, when audiences are coming out to buy these tickets, they're like, in the back of their brains, the whole show going, any second now, this number is going to drop because she hyped me up about it. What is that number for you?
Okay, I'm going to steal that first one. So, kind of a little throwback to me winning a certain crown at Wig Wars. What? But I did a little remix by Todrick Hall. And one of Todrick Hall's newest song is Nails, Hair, Hips, Heels.
The unanimous voted track that everyone's waiting for from last week's show. So, yeah, crowd favorite.
I'm not done. I won Wig Wars literally with this choreo. Now, mind you, we beefed it up this time around. Like, get ready. Like, it was difficult even for me. I'm pretty sure we scared Amber Ale away at some point. I had to lure her back with dog treats, and I was like, come on, come on. But we all made it through.
They were expired.
No, they were expensive. Look at her. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, Jimmy.
Brent.
I love you, Jimmy.
Wherever he is, he's just like, oh, that's interesting.
He
Look
knows,
at the booking calendar.
He knows that's no. how we say I love you.
No. It's fine. The less you get booked, the more I get booked. So it really works in my favor. It's fine.
Wait, we get booked?
What? Are you getting paid for this?
Paid? Since when?
So Nails, Hair, Hips, Heels.
Yeah, sorry.
Definite. So everyone last week said Nails, Hair, Hips, Heels. No pressure. You don't have to go with the flow, but if that's your favorite too.
I like that one, but I really like Born This Way.
Yeah.
Like, during the workshop yesterday, the song came on, and Reka was like, oh my God, this is our song. We should rehearse. And then, like, everybody just dropped what they were doing. Like, sorry, kids, move. Get out of the way. And then we just, like, did our thing. Like,
cool. Yeah. Reka is Oliver attitude to those on the drag circuit. When they are not... You know, the weepy, heartbreaking, beautiful boy wonder that is Oliver attitude. They are known as Reka. So, you know, factoid. You might want to, like, file that away in your memory bank. Maybe I'll use it as a Queer Radio Hour contest question. Speaking of contests, we have two more tickets to give away for this week's show. Last week, we had one of our listeners message in. And she told us that Lady Gaga is who she thinks of when she thinks of a queer icon because of her visibility among the community and all of the great work that she has done. So she won herself 2 tickets last week. We want to give another 2 tickets away today. All that you have to do is keep listening to Queer Radio Hour for the rest of the hour. And at the end, of near the end of the show, I am going to open up the phone lines. All you need to do is call in, correctly identify one of the artists that we played on the show today, and tell us who they were. That's it, all she wrote. So if you can tell us one of the tracks that we played on the show when I open the phone lines, you will win yourselves 2 tickets to this Saturday's production of Beauties and Woo! Booties.
I'll fight Day you two. For those tickets.
Right?
I'm just kidding.
They are going. They are going hot. You do not want to miss them. But if you are, you know, one of those people who's just like, everything is better when it's free, why would you not give in to that temptation right now? We are offering it to you. Write the phone number down for when I open up the lines. The phone number here is 807-766-7207. I'm going to open the lines up around 4:45 or so. But first, we're going to get over to another completely banging track. Thank you to Miss July Black. This is Sweat of Your Brow on Queer Radio Hour, CILU 102.7.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunderbay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
who's right or wrong, can't tell. Emotions just can't be defined. It kills a part of me each time. Can't sink, can't sail. My hands are up, oh well. Seems I was soon to lose my mind, oh. And if I could hit rewind, don't know what I'd find, no, no. Easy way to leave, easy way to go. Easy way to run straight up out that door. And easy way to quit, there's an easy way of giving up.
So easy, yeah.
There's no easy way to stay when it hurts so much.
Especially when you think you've had enough.
Ain't no easy way to love, love, love. Ain't no easy way to love, love, love. Ain't no easy way.
Gave but can't get none back. Still I miss your contact. Walk away and run back. Walk away and run back. Still I don't wish we were so far. I know. I'm so weak, too weak to leave, cause I ain't able. There's a easy way to leave, easy way to go. Easy way to run straight up out that door. And easy way to quit, there's an easy way of giving up. Easy way of giving up. There's no easy way to stay when it hurts so much.
Especially when you think you've had enough.
Welcome back to Queer Radio Hour here on CILU 102.7. That last song was Easy Way by Deborah Cox. Before that, we heard Drag Me Down by Weaves, Sweat of Your Brow by July Black featuring DeMarco. And earlier in the show, we heard Sizzling by Daphne and Stay by The Vocal Few. All of these artists will be uploaded when our playlist version is uploaded as a podcast onto our website later tonight. So if you did miss the show live, welcome, welcome from wherever you are listening in. Thank you for spending part of your day with me. I am not alone in the booth. Of course, I am still here with my good friends, Sophia Sapphire.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Ooh, bilingual is she? I didn't even know she could read. Lady Fantasia La Première.
Je vous aime toutes.
Swear we are going around the world. Y'all better speak English up in here. Miss Sarah Sorrell from SS Dance.
Hey.
There we go. Hey.
Sup.
So we are talking about this week's upcoming Beauties and Booties. This is the third annual Beauties and Booties, and it is taking place this weekend. But
That is not the only time you need to book off work. No, no, no. Fantasy House is busy this month. We are also going to be making an appearance on Friday, March 20th at the Outpost for the Lusu Queer Prom. Several members of Fantasy House will be appearing at the event, and it will be hosted by yours truly, Ms. Molly Poppins, as per the huge. Don't act like you're surprised or upset. I bring you what you need, even when you don't know you need it.
Just like the universe.
Right? Like a mother ought to. We anticipate. Triage, baby, triage. Saturday, the 21st of March, we are also having a story time with drag queens at the Mary J. L. Black Library. Normally, this takes place at the Waverly Library, and Lady Fantasia and I are so excited to move this moment of love and acceptance and this beautiful little sunshine space that we take with us whenever we do one of these down to Mary J. L. Black. So if you are in the neighborhood and are looking for something to do that afternoon, that is Saturday, March 21st from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the Mary J. L. Black Library. Capping off a March absolutely chock full of entertainment options is the Roast of Fantasia La Premiere. It's called... So here's the thing. The Roast of Fantasia La Premiere. And that's taking place at Black Pirates Pub Saturday, March 28th. Your favorite Fantasy House members will be out in their full red carpet gala finest to raise a glass and spit on the matron of our house.
That's true.
We have been alerted in advance that no subject is taboo, so if you are tender of soul and you can't possibly bear to listen to anyone hate on our dear mama, stay home and watch RuPaul's Drag Race on repeat on Netflix, because this library is all pun.
I'm gonna regret telling Jimmy that there's no topic off limit. Like, I'm gonna regret that. You whatever have a it's chance. Fine, it's gonna be fun.
You don't already regret it? Look into my eyes.
I mean, I regret.
No, that hellfire.
There's a lot of regrets I have about this house, but it's okay. It's fine.
One of the cool fun features about the roast is that every performer of the evening will be performing at least one track famously done by Lady Fantasia La Premiere during her long and illustrious career. There was quite the list of bangers.
Was there ever?
I mean, can we
just scroll through? There's a few others on my phone.
There's a few others that I've remembered, but I feel like the list was given, so.
It's a very, very impressive repertoire. I mean, okay, I can't possibly read all of them online.
That's a challenge.
But, like, let's just... We've got Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, J-Lo, Whitney Houston, Girls Aloud, Body Rocks, Infernal, Corey Lee, Pink, Laura Fabian, Celine Dion, Lady Gaga, Leanne Rimes, Reba, Whitney Houston, Leona Lewis, Salt-N-Pepa, Cher, Brandy and Monica, Carrie Underwood, Porcelain of the Tramps, and we are not even a quarter of the way through the list. That is how many artists we have to choose from. All incredibly epic. One thing I think for sure that you can always... hope for. I wouldn't say expect, because we don't want to put any of our artists into boxes, but everyone always can't wait for in a Fantasia La Premiere performance is the incredibly raw emotional nature of every song that you pick, because you don't seem to like, oh, hey, this was on the radio the other day, I'm going to perform it. Like, every performance is a deep, intimate connection to a story that's happening in your life. Are there any songs since your illustrious night of gore is coming up, are there any songs from your career that you are especially looking forward to maybe seeing one of your children bring to life on stage?
Well, can I say what you guys are doing?
Yeah, of course.
So, Poor Unfortunate Souls and the Maleficent entrance curse scene that I've...
Remix. Right,
like, you guys are... You're doing it, and then Sharon's doing the Poor Unfortunate Souls. Like, I'm excited about that. I don't know what anybody else is doing. But I... Because no one's said yet. But I would really love to see, like, someone do, like, a Celine Dion power ballad or, like...
But
like,
proper...
Like, you know, like, a la me.
A la me. just to love myself as deeply as one can love themselves.
It's gonna be really fun.
Well, yeah. I have it on good authority that most of us are searching the deep recesses of our drag for a little eleganza in your honor. So hopefully people turn it out. Gonna be a great show. Speaking of great shows,
know
we're gonna
words.
hammer, oh my god, know your words. Can
Is that
even?
Pointed at me?
What?
No, just to everyone, I'm just saying.
Just a general...
Sharon. No, I'm just kidding.
5 years ago... Mushmouth, watermelon. What is it? What does it get?
Watermelon cantaloupe.
What was enough to get you through a show, and no one in Thunder Bay was going to clock you because everybody was doing it. But we have significantly elevated the expectations with this community getting better and better and fiercer and more rehearsed and more polished. Know your lyrics, kids. Watermelon cantaloupe is not here. Social media is thriving.
I am not a fruititarian.
Thank you. You will be clocked on it.
They're all looking at me. I don't know what I did.
No, because you're the most nervous.
Who said I'm nervous?
I've never.
Nervous? No, I'm just kidding.
So if you are ready to win some tickets to Beauties and Booties and to come see these fine, fine ladies in action, the phones are open, just like the library. The phone number here is 807-766-7207. If you can tell me a single song or artist that we have played on today's show, then call in and let me know. And speaking of some more artists, we're going to get back to some music now. And hey, you know what? I'm not even going to make it difficult for you. You can even call in and say the one that's playing. I do it because I love you. So here we go with a Canadian favorite, Peaches with Boys Wanna Be Her.
Shazam that.
Listen up, voices scatter.
The boys wanna be heard, the girls
about this particular game. I need to know the rules if you want me to play. Cause I can't relax. Oh, when I get around you, I can't hide the fact. I let you take advantage cause it felt so good. I blame myself for thinking we both understood.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Queer Radio Hour here on CILU 102.7. It has been an absolutely incredible day in the booth. I want to say thank you so much to my lovely guests for blessing me with their beautiful presences today. Thank you to Sophia Sapphire.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I know I'm cutting you off, but I love you so much.
Aw, well, ditto. And Miss Sarah Sorrell of SS Dance, thank you for coming. We are so excited to see your production this weekend. Any more final words of push to get those crowds out there? What's something that you really want to know? They have to come see. Like, they have to come and see it.
I think, it's just the variety we have. We have so many different levels and strengths, and it's going from jazz numbers to some hip hop. I do want to say too, I have two guest performers. I have two of my competitive dancers from Spirit of Dance.
Ooh!
They're going to be in this, and they're super excited to be working with the queens. And it's nice. It's just a little bit of everything in there, and it's a nice, solid production that will keep you entertained. And there is prizes to be won.
Ooh, excellent! And then also, thank you so much to Lady Fantasia La Premiere.
Thanks for having me.
You have something. You're very, very busy this week, aren't you?
Yes.
You've got tomorrow is the opening ceremonies at the Study Coffee House.
Yes, at OU. And speaking to that with Mini Chikabe.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the next day, March 3rd, there's a 2S LGBTQ plus history conference happening at City
Ignatius that I was asked to, with Mini, to speak at and kind of co-facilitate. So we're going to get to meet with a bunch of kids, and they're going to ask us a bunch of questions about our lives in the community.
That's fantastic. And that's taking place at St. Ignatius?
Yeah.
Isn't that your old high school?
That is my old high school. It's very strange. I've been there twice it's going to be twice now this year that I've been there.
And doing something LGBT and drag related in your old Catholic high school. Yeah. What's that been like for you?
It's been very strange. Very strange because I was legitimately bullied out of high school. Like I didn't graduate because anyways, whatever. It's a whole thing. But it's just neat to go back there and walk those halls, sometimes in heels and just kind of like, I don't know.
So
it's been nice. It's nice to see that, there's some kids that aren't going to probably go through it. I and a bunch of other people went through, and that things are kind of changing. So
that's so gorgeous. Yeah. I love to see progress firsthand. I mean, if you look back over the histories, we can always see the slow progress and the pinnacle moments in history that people remember, Stonewalls, riots, bills being passed, but the small community moments that can only be seen by people on the ground level who actually walked the path are so few and far between, but I think so much more meaningful. We're going to leave you with that incredibly powerful thought here on Queer Radio Hour. If you missed your chance to call in and claim your tickets, head over to our Facebook page. That's Queer Radio Hour on CILU 102.7. And correctly name one of the tracks that we played today, and you could be on your way to Booties and Beauties 3. Thanks for hanging out with us today. It's been my pleasure. Next week, we'll be back spilling more LGBT and answering all of your queerious questions. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Rendezvous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its many cultural expressions. Let's celebrate from March 1st to March 31st, 2020, across the country. Discover the RVF 2020 online newspaper at rvf.ca. Take part in many activities in your region and enter our national contest for a chance to win cash prizes or trip to Switzerland. For more information, visit rvf.ca.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
Hello and welcome to Found Waves. I will be your host for the next couple of hours here every Sunday, 5 to 7. I come in and mix things up. I play a lot of